That of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Webster Dictionary gives as translation of epiphany three words: manifestation, revelation, materialization. And we can start with these three words to deepen our knowledge, our vision of what the epiphany is. Furthermore, remember that on these days the Church links three events: the visitation of the three wise men, that is important, that's what we celebrate today. But we could commemorate as well the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. And thirdly, the miracle of Cana in Galilee. Pope Benedict remarks that until this day, until the Epiphany, it seems that the nativity, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, is coming to the world, is somehow a very private matter. Only few are made aware about what's happening. Joseph, of course, is the first one to know about. He sees his wife pregnant. Then Elizabeth and Joachim that are visiting, and they know about who is in the womb of the Blessed Virgin. The family members of Mary and their friends that see the state, the happy state of Mary, without knowing the mystery behind the pregnancy. I will say the innkeeper that refused a room out of convenience, out of necessity, they really have no room. Lack of charity. But whatever, they totally ignore what they are missing. On the night of the Nativity, the veil is lifted. Saint Joseph, firsthand, sees what he believed. The child is here. He sees the miraculous birth of the child. He hears the angels singing. Did he see the star? No. Few shepherds are invited to see the fulfillment of the prophecies. But who are going to believe them? They are shepherds. And whatever, that testimony will not go very much further than their own circle, family, and so on. Now, today, something special happens. The three kings are coming. And they are not coming straight to Bethlehem. Out of providence, the star disappears, and the three kings have to go to the official, to Jerusalem, to King Herod, to his council, to his wise men, the priests of the temple, those who are supposed to be the official interpreter of the Holy Scripture. Therefore, now, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ is announced to civil authority and to the church, to the synagogue, and both take the announcement very, very seriously. They know that it is true. The prophecies are accomplished, and they know about it indeed. And the King Herod takes it so seriously that he's not going to allow the child, but slaughter the innocents. So the world, spiritual and political, are about materialization. That indeed what happened, the prophecies are accomplished. Christ, the Messiah, is born in the flesh, through the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Bethlehem, Judah. You see how the evangelist insists so much to help us to understand that is a fact. Icon in the Eastern culture, icon of the Nativity, always depict our Lord Jesus Christ in the corner of the icon of the Nativity, receiving a bath from the Blessed Virgin Mary, underlying the reality of that the baby child is a real child. Our Western civilization, with great love and a beautiful ways, love to show in paint or sculpture the Blessed Virgin Mary breastfeeding the divine child. Materialization of the reality of the fact the child is born. And this is not a bad story. It is not a fairy tale. It is history. And such also is a revelation of what happened beyond what the eyes can catch. There is more than what you can see. There is the reality beyond the appearances. The first witnesses are, of course, the Holy Family, greeted by angels, the shepherd in their simplicity, the world and the officials will not be able to see the world. But the king from afar saw the star. The angels revealed that this child, a real child in the flesh, is the Son of God. Nothing less, the Son of God. And the angels come, the skies open. Manifestation, epiphany. And that's why the church has now the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ that come into the picture. Because as it did with the three kings, in the Jordan River, heaven's witness to all present the reality of his child. Listen to his man, to him, he is my beloved child. Underlining the ministry of the Baptist, welcome the prophet, welcome Christ, the Messiah. And the third disciple John, our Lord Christ. The public life of Jesus starts on that day. And he comes up to Cana, where our Lord Christ is not only going to a wedding, he's going to manifest that the order is back. And the Lord says, through the manifestation of his power as God, he's going not only to change water into wine, he's going to tell us that the true sacrifice is coming, where that not water is going to be changed to wine, but the wine going to be changed in his own blood for our salvation. You see, we are blessed. Often, we think that if I lived on that time, it would be better than what I received by all eyes. But it's even better what we have, Because at that time they had only little bits and pieces of their picture. We have the whole thing in front of our eyes. We have the whole revelation at once. Epiphany, manifestation, materialization, revelation, it is from us. And as always, talking will make no sense if we not ask ourselves, what do we do with that? What's that touch my life? Do we really manifest our joy to know that our Lord Jesus Christ is born? Do we come to adore Him in the manger? Do we bring Him gift, gold, incense, and myrrh? Or are we like Herod, trying to kill this infant Jesus in my soul? Those people around me see that I believe in Jesus Christ? Is that obvious for others that I am in love with Jesus Christ and saved by Him? Are people around me having the desire to become Catholic? Because I believe, because not only I believe, but I act like a Christian, like a Catholic. Not only showing the truth, the justice of God, but more so His charity, His love for me. And that requires for each one of us a lot of wisdom, knowledge, intelligence. Because everything that we do need to be adapted to the one that we talk to. There is not one package for all. Each one of your friends, your family members are special. The three kings did not go back to Herod. Brightly, they went away. The different road. So we do the same thing with each one. Learning to be so charitable and so kind. And taking people where they are to bring them to heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.